Good morning. This news update's being brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss Snow Plows and custom shower glass enclosures. See Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road, as well as Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer. With a large selection of brand new golf carts, they're in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news of the hour. Thumb area families will have three chances to pick up free school supplies before the new school year begins. The HDC is hosting three free back-to-school bash events in August to help prepare students for the classroom. The events will include free backpacks and school supplies, along with games, entertainment, popsicles, and family activities. Stops are scheduled for Tuesday, August the 4th at Bad Axe City Park, Thursday, August the 6th at Diamond Trail Park in Sandusky, and Tuesday, August 11th at Crampton Park in Lapeer. All events will run from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Organizers say no registration, income verification, or proof of residency is required. Children must be present to receive school supplies, which will be distributed while quantities last. And the Imlay City Fire Department says one of its ladder trucks sustained heat damage while assisting 10 other departments at a large pallet fire company in Goodland Township. Officials say the department's 75-foot aerial ladder truck was exposed to extreme temperatures during the firefighting operation. The truck has been sent out for repairs and is expected to return to service in the near future. Repair costs will be covered by the department's insurance, limiting the financial impact on the community. The Imlay City Fire Department is part of a regional mutual aid system and regularly responds to large-scale emergencies alongside neighboring departments. And Michigan health officials are encouraging patients to make sure their children's vaccinations are up to date before the new school year begins. This reminder comes as measles cases across the United States have reached their highest level in 35 years, already exceeding the total number reported during all of 2025, with several months still remaining. During a virtual meeting briefing scheduled for Thursday, representatives from the Michigan Department of Health Human Services, Fannie Strong Foundation, and other public organizations will discuss the importance of routine child immunizations before students return to the classroom. Officials are also expected to address Michigan's school vaccine waiver rate, which has reached 6.2% in 2024, the highest level recorded in more than a decade. They will remind parents that school immunization information is available online, and they encourage families to review their children's records before classes begin. Health experts say infants, young children, and people with weakened immune systems remain the most vulnerable to serious illness from vaccine-preventable diseases, including the measles. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Hey, John, is that a new tractor? Check that bad boy out.
Sure is. It's a Bad Boy 5045. I got it at Morrell Equipment and North End of Bad Axe. Kevin even hooked me up with $1,279 off on a box blade. Say, don't you need a new tractor?
Yep, sure do. Now I know where I'm going. Morrell Equipment.
This is Kevin Morrell from Morrell Equipment on the north end of Bad Axe. If you need the reliability and the versatility that only comes with a new tractor, you need to come check our full line of Bad Boy tractors. From 22 to 55 horsepower, we have the tractor that your property needs. And now for a limited time, get a free implement credit of $1,279 for any tractor 25 horsepower and up. And if you're financing, get rates as low as 3.99% for 84 months. And if you need racing fuel, we now carry VP racing fuels. We have methanol and race fuels up to 116 octane and Torque DX diesel as well.
Now carrying KO four-wheelers, Morrell Equipment is your everything equipment superstore on the north end of Bad Axe.
And be sure to check out the selection of golf carts at Morrell Equipment starting at just $54.50.
Here are your obituaries for this hour. Mary E. Summerline, 83 of Ubley, passed away Friday, July 24th in Bay City, Michigan. She was born on July 25th, 1942. Mary was united in marriage to George D. Rusty Summerline of Detroit on June 23, 1962. Mary is survived by her sons George, Greg, four grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. A private burial with the immediate family will take place at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And Robert Joseph Copenhagen, age 83 of Bad Axe, passed away July 23, 2026. Robert was born on March 23, 1943 in Richmond, Michigan. Robert Copenhagen and Betty Distelrath were united in marriage on October 9, 1965 in St. Clair, Michigan. Robert is survived by his four children, Don, Pamela, Dean, and Stephen. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A private celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And John T. Moore of Kindy passed away peacefully on July 28, 2026. John was born in Bad Axe, Michigan on May 8, 1939. He married the love of his life, Margaret Fisher, in 1962. She succeeds him as well as three children. He is also survived by seven grandchildren, along with six great-grandchildren, and two more on the way. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered in care of Margaret Moore to be used to support educational opportunities for students. Mass of Christian burial will be held on Saturday, August 1st at 11 a.m. at St. Michael Catholic Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held on Friday, July 23rd, 2026 at McAlpine Gage Chapel in Kindy from 2 to 8 p.m. and also on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.
Man, remember Chevys from back in the day?
Yeah, back when cars had personality and you could work on them without a laptop and a prayer.
Exactly. I always wanted a 1990 Corvette back then. Bad.
Oh yeah. 350 small block, wide body, real torque, 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
You say that like it's on your birth certificate.
Some people memorize birthdays, I memorize engines.
I just wanted to take the top off, cruise the coast, and feel important for once.
You can.
I can?
Just enter the drawing.
What drawing?
Hey guys, hate to interrupt the nostalgia, but it's time for the WLAW-WHS-TV. Shop local for your chance to win a 1990 red Corvette convertible. Gray leather interior, 5.7 liter V8, automatic transmission, independent suspension, custom alloy wheels, a digital dash, and a Delco Bose sound system that still hits.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to register.
Is this how peer pressure works? I'm gonna need a bigger garage.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through the Bayport Fish Festival. Tim Fritz Farm Bureau of Bad Axe, Seabuing Ace Hardware of Seabuing, Lee's Landscaping, Fin and Feather Marine, Bayport Fish Company, Bayport State Bank, and Wallace Stone Quarry, all of Bayport. Other sponsors include Jack McCain Plumbing and Heating and Bayport Chamber, both of Bayport.
And we're back with your national and international news. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy released updated federal oversight rules targeting high-risk biological research and artificial intelligence applications. The new policy strictly limits federal funding for gain-of-function research involving dangerous pathogens while mandating enhanced screening protocols for commercial DNA orders. The guidelines aim to establish interagency monitoring to ensure emerging AI models cannot be misused to engineer biohazards, striking a balance between protecting scientific innovation and safeguarding national security. And a strong magnitude 7.1 earthquake struck off the coast of southwestern Japan, triggering localized tsunami warnings and shaking coastal municipalities. First responders reported structural damage, minor ground shifts, and localized power outages. Emergency management agencies acted quickly to evacuate low-lying coastal areas, while nuclear safety authorities confirmed that regional power plants sustained no damage and remained stable. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More, for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosures, see Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. And by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.
This is Dave from Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. We install automotive window glass and can do complete calibration of your windshield after the installation, which makes us a one-stop shop for automotive glass. Other services we provide include replacing broken glass and thermal pane windows, custom installation of shower glass, sales and installation of overhead garage doors and automatic garage door openers. We are also a Boss snowplow dealer. When you need any of these services, stop into Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road, or call 989-269-6655.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.